The singer John Mayer has spent 33 weeks on the music charts with what sounds like an anti-war song. It sounds like a protest song, but different from the protests of an older generation. Mayer is 29, and the song turns into more of an explanation for why his generation seems so apathetic. It's not that we don't care. We just know that the body's fair. So we keep on waiting on the world to change. Rather than urging people to change the world, John Mayer seems to say there's nothing we can do. That at least is one way to interpret waiting on the world to change. When you ask about it, you hear one musician's understanding of the generation that he'd like to speak for.
Look, demanding somebody do anything at this day and age is not going to fly. Kids don't even like being talked to like kids anymore, you know? Just give me the option and I'll think about it. I don't know that I would have had success if it was like, we got to change it, no, we got to change the world. We got to change it. You'd be like, that's neat, but don't tell me what I need to do. So basically it's like, you know, hey dude, on your own time, on your own dime, look up some stuff, but don't think it's because I told you to. You know, a song is supposed, all I want a song to do is to just kind of present an idea. I'm a lover, not a fighter. This is what Michael Jackson said to Paul McCartney on 1983's The Girl Is Mine, you know?
Well, maybe this is a good moment to ask you and the excellent guitar player Robbie McIntosh, you're both in our New York bureau with acoustic guitars, ask you to play your song Belief.
Okay, cool.
Is there anyone who ever remembers changing their mind from pain on a sign? Is there anyone who really recalls ever breaking record out for something someone yelled real loud one time? Oh, everyone believes we're never gonna win the world, we're never gonna stop the war, we're never gonna beat this if belief is what we're fighting for. We're never gonna win the world, we're never gonna stop the war. We're never gonna beat this if belief is what we're fighting for. Yeah. What puts 100,000 children in the sand? Belief can. Belief can. Yeah. What puts the folded flag inside his mother's hand? Belief can.
John Mayer, a song from his album Continuum, played here acoustically with Robbie McIntosh. You know, the lyrics in that song give me a sense of a really passionate point of view.
Yeah, they do go hand in hand. I mean, belief and waiting on the world to change go hand in hand. Belief maybe explains waiting on the world to change a little bit, you know. Tricky song. Writing a song about belief is a landmine of defenses, you know.
You're talking about people that are certain that they have the right ideology, the right religion.
No, everybody. I'm talking about the chemistry of belief and how futile it is to think that you could replace one belief with another belief. You know, you only need to turn to a cable news show to realize that in the history of cable news shows, nobody, when they split the screen and had, you know, Seattle and L.A. on together, nobody, you know, ever went, you know what, hold on a second, Charlie. You know what, I got to tell you, Seattle's got me on this. You know what I mean? I'll see you at the rally.
People just push their own point of view and don't listen to the other side.
But I don't think they need to. I mean, listening, the only way that anybody can change a belief is internally.
If I take something away from these lyrics that isn't quite what you intend, is that okay with you?
Absolutely. I take it to a certain point. You know, I take it to the 10-yard line. And that's what I do.
Somebody else drives it in the red zone.
That's what I do. That's the job they have, you know.
There's another song you've written called Gravity.
Yeah.
Which you said somewhere is the most important song or one of the most important songs to you that you've ever written.
And not political. I can finally stop sweating when I talk to you. Says a young, stupid mayor. You know, I'm just constantly frightened that every quote I have will be preceded by, you know, I'm John Mayer, this is NPR. When I was in the studio earlier talking to Steve, it was early, and I was still in a mental fog. Here are some things I said that bloggers will pick up and make my life more difficult over.
Is it true that you wanted to be a radio announcer of some kind?
Can you hear that special timbre?
I can hear that special timbre.
There's honey in there.
Okay, so there's a song called Gravity. Why is it the most important song you've written?
I was very successful from a very early age, and I want to keep it, you know? And how do you live your life based on what you want as opposed to what you can have? I would love never to have to go to rehab, love never to have to divorce, love never to have to, in a documentary of me, see a picture of myself spun around with the Ken Burns effect and then hear like, and then things get out of control. Next, on Inside, you know, I mean, Gravity is my reminder to keep the stay in the noble path.
You're flying high, and you want to keep flying high. You want to pull to Earth.
I kind of feel like human beings are better at like attaining than keeping.
Mm. John Mayer, the song from his album Continuum, Gravity.
To bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man with all the love that his heart can stand.
You want to play, Robbie? You play.
Not that we're telling you what to do, but if you'd like to hear more of John Mayer's performance, just go to NPR.org. It's up to you.
Away from me. Oh, now how can that be? Just keep me where the light is.